This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are dealing with the effects of bad weather today. Overnight, a tornado slammed through suburban Chicago, damaging homes, toppling trees, knocking out power, and causing some injuries. At least four people were hurt in Naperville, about a half hour west of Chicago, where some homes were damaged. This morning, the storm that killed 13 people in Alabama, including eight children, powered up again and moved toward the Carolinas. Tropical Storm Claudette. And the National Weather Service says the Pacific Northwest may see record-breaking heat today. If you want to go to the Tokyo Olympics in July, you may be out of luck. They'll only allow a limited number of local fans to attend the games, and even that is drawing pushback in this pandemic era. Here's our Charles Ledesma.
The move goes against the country's top medical advisor, who has recommended the safest process during the COVID-19 pandemic is to go without any fans. Fans from abroad were banned several months ago. Now Japanese organizers have set a limit of 50% of capacity, up to a maximum of 10,000 fans for all Olympic venues. Officials say fans will be under strict rules. They'll not be allowed to cheer, must wear masks, and are being told to go straight home after events.
And our Ben Thomas reports that here at home,
some New England hospitals are delaying or rescheduling surgeries because of a shortage of blood donations during the pandemic.
One doctor at UMass Memorial Health says they haven't seen anything like this in 30 or 40 years. Israel has eased some restrictions on the Gaza Strip that have threatened the ceasefire, say Palestinian officials. Hamas, however, said the move was really an attempt by Israel to pressure Hamas into making concessions. This is AP News. Will Smith has a new memoir, almost. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel with Will Smith's Labor of Love, as he calls it.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
After working on it for 2 years, now Will Smith says he's ready to let you read and hear his life story. The actor has signed a deal with Penguin Press to release his memoir on November the 9th. Smith teased the book by sharing a photo of its cover to his more than 50 million Instagram followers. The book, simply titled Will, tells the story about how he began in West Philadelphia and became a star rapper and an even bigger Hollywood star. Smith says writing the book has been a labor of love, and that labor includes doing the audio version of the book. During his career, Smith has received 2 Oscar nominations and is a 4-time Grammy winner. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.